This audio file is a transcription of the CMI document. Since the document was written to be a printed document, there may be some elements that do not translate clearly. Accordingly, do not rely on this audio file, but use the printed CMI as the authoritative document. This is the consumer medicine information for Edurant. Active ingredient, S. Rilpivirine. This leaflet provides important information about using Edurant. You should also speak to your doctor or pharmacist if you would like further information, or if you have any concerns or questions about using Edurant. Where to find information in this leaflet? Why am I taking Edurant? Edurant contains the active ingredient Rilpivirine. Edurant is a medicine used for the treatment of human immunodeficiency virus, HIV infection. It belongs to a group of anti-HIV medicines called non-nucleoside reverse transcriptase inhibitors, NNRTIs. Edurant in combination with other HIV medicines is used to treat adults who are infected by HIV and who have not used other anti-HIV medicines before. Edurant must be taken in combination with other anti-HIV medicines. Your doctor will discuss with you which combination of medicines is best for you. Edurant works by reducing the amount of HIV in your body. This will improve your immune system and reduce the risk of developing illnesses linked to HIV infection. What should I know before I take Edurant? Warnings. Do not take Edurant if you are allergic to Rilpivirine or any of the ingredients listed at the end of this leaflet. Always check the ingredients to make sure you can take this medicine. Do not take Edurant in combination with any of the following medicines as they may affect the way Edurant or the other medicine works. Carbamazepine, oxcarbazepine, phenobarbital, phenytoin, medicine to treat epilepsy or prevent seizures. Non-nucleoside reverse transcriptase inhibitors, NNRTIs, HIV medicines. Rifampicin, rifampentine, medicines to treat some bacterial infections such as tuberculosis. Omeprazole, esomeprazole, lansoprazole, rabeprazole, pantoprazole, proton pump inhibitors, that are medicines to prevent and treat stomach ulcers, heartburn, or acid reflux disease. Dexamethasone, a corticosteroid used in a variety of conditions such as inflammation and allergic reactions when taken by mouth or injected, except as a single dose treatment. Products that contain St. John's wort, Hypericum perforatum, a herbal product used for depression. If you are taking any of these, ask your doctor for advice. There are other medicines that you need to be careful of when taking Edurant, see section 3. What if I'm taking other medicines? Take special care with Edurant. Edurant is not a cure for HIV infection. It is part of a treatment reducing the amount of virus in the blood. People taking Edurant must continue to use appropriate precautions, a condom, or other barrier method to lower the chance of sexual contact with any body fluids such as semen, vaginal secretions, or blood. People taking Edurant may still develop infections or other illnesses associated with HIV infection. You must keep in regular contact with your doctor to monitor your health while taking Edurant. Edurant is not for use in children or adolescents. Edurant has only been used in a limited number of patients aged 65 years or older. If you belong to this age group, discuss the use of Edurant with your doctor. Check with your doctor if you have or have had any medical conditions, especially the following. Problems with your liver, including hepatitis B and or C. Your doctor may need to evaluate how severe your liver disease is before deciding if you can take Edurant. Symptoms of infection or inflammation. In some patients with advanced HIV infection, signs and symptoms of infection or inflammation may occur after HIV treatment is started. It is believed that these symptoms are due to an improvement in the body's immune response. During treatment, you may be at risk of developing certain side effects. It is important you understand these risks and how to monitor for them. See additional information under Section 6. Are there any side effects? Pregnancy and breastfeeding. Check with your doctor if you are pregnant or intend to become pregnant. Pregnant women should discuss the use of Edurant with their doctor. Talk to your doctor if you are breastfeeding or intend to breastfeed. HIV-infected mothers must not breastfeed, as there is a possibility of infecting the baby with HIV via breast milk. What if I'm taking other medicines? Edurant might interact with other medicines. Tell your doctor or pharmacist if you are taking any other medicines, including any medicines, vitamins, or supplements that you buy without a prescription from your pharmacy, supermarket, or health food shop. Edurant can be combined with most other anti-HIV medicines, while some are not recommended. Your doctor will advise on which HIV medicines can be combined with Edurant. Follow your doctor's instruction carefully. It is not recommended to combine Edurant with other non-nucleoside reverse transcriptase inhibitors, NNRTIs, which are HIV medicines such as dilavudine, efavirenz, etravirine, and nevirapine. If you are taking any of these, ask your doctor for advice. Edurant may interfere with and affect how some medicines work. Methadone, strong painkiller also used in drug dependence programs. Medicines that may increase the effect of Edurant include clarithromycin, erythromycin, troyandomycin, antibiotics. Medicines that may reduce the effect of Edurant include rifapentin, a medicine to treat some bacterial infections. If you take this medicine while taking Edurant, please carefully read section 4. How do I take Edurant? Cimetidine, famotidine, nizatidine, ranitidine, H2 receptor antagonists used to treat stomach or intestinal ulcers, or used to relieve heartburn from acid reflux. Antacids, for example, aluminium/magnesium hydroxide, calcium carbonate. Check with your doctor or pharmacist if you are not sure about what medicines, vitamins, or supplements you are taking, and if these affect Edurant. How do I take Edurant? How much to take? The usual dose of Edurant is one tablet taken once daily with a meal. Always take Edurant exactly as your doctor has told you. You must check with your doctor if you are not sure when to take Edurant. It is important that you take Edurant with a meal. A meal is important to get the right drug levels in your body. A protein drink alone does not replace a meal. These are three situations that require special attention. If you take rifapentin, a medicine to treat some bacterial infections, take 2 tablets of Edurant once a day. When you stop taking rifapentin, take 1 tablet of Edurant once a day. Talk to your doctor or pharmacist if you are not sure. If you take an antacid, a medicine to treat diseases related to the acid in the stomach, such as aluminium/magnesium hydroxide, calcium carbonate, take the antacid either at least 2 hours before or at least 4 hours after Edurant. If you take an H2 receptor antagonist, medicines used to treat stomach ulcers, heartburn, or acid reflux disease, such as cimetidine, famotidine, nizatidine, or ranitidine, take the H2 receptor antagonist at least 12 hours before or at least 4 hours after Edurant. Make sure that you always have enough Edurant available so that you don't run out. For example, in case you cannot return home, need to travel, or stay in a hospital. Removing the child-resistant cap. The plastic bottle comes with a child-resistant cap and should be opened as follows. Push the plastic screw cap down while turning it counterclockwise. Remove the unscrewed cap. If you forget to take Edurant. If you notice within 12 hours of the time you usually take Edurant, you must take the tablet as soon as possible. Always take the tablet with a meal. Then take the next dose as usual. If you notice after 12 hours, skip the dose you missed and take your next dose when you are meant to. Do not take a double dose to make up for the dose you missed. If you take too much Edurant, if you think that you have taken too much Edurant, you may need urgent medical attention. You should immediately phone the Poisons Information Center, Australia. 1-3-1-1-2-6, New Zealand. 0-8-0-0 Poison. Or 0800-764-766. Contact your doctor, or go to the emergency department at your nearest hospital. You should do this, even if there are no signs of discomfort or poisoning. What should I know while taking Edurant? Things you should do. Keep all your doctor's appointments, so your progress can be checked. Your doctor will want to do some blood and other tests from time to time, to check on your progress. Follow your doctor's instructions about other medicines you should take and other things you should do. Ask your doctor or pharmacist if you have any questions. Call your doctor straight away if you become pregnant while taking Edurant. Remind any doctor, dentist, or pharmacist you visit that you are using Edurant. If you are about to be started on any new medicines, tell your doctor or pharmacist that you are taking Edurant. Things you should not do. Do not stop taking Edurant without talking to your doctor first. HIV therapy may increase your sense of well-being. Even if you feel better, do not stop taking Edurant or your other anti-HIV medicines. Doing so could increase the risk of the virus developing resistance. Talk to your doctor first. Driving, or using machines. Edurant has no or negligible influence on the ability to drive and use machines. Looking after your medicine. Store Edurant tablets below 30 degrees Celsius. Store Edurant tablets in the original bottle. Keep the bottle tightly closed in order to protect from light. Keep it where young children cannot reach it. Getting rid of any unwanted medicine. If you no longer need to use this medicine, or it is out of date, take it to any pharmacy for safe disposal. Do not use this medicine after the expiry date. Are there any side effects? All medicines can have side effects. If you do experience any side effects, most of them are minor and temporary. However, some side effects may need medical attention. When treating HIV infection, it is not always easy to identify what side effects are caused by Edurant, which are caused by other medicines you are taking, or which are caused by the HIV infection itself. See the information below, and, if you need to, ask your doctor or pharmacist if you have any further questions about side effects. Less serious side effects. Less serious side effects. Stomach pain. Nausea. Vomiting. Depression. Difficulty falling asleep, insomnia, abnormal dreams, sleep disorders, decreased appetite, tiredness, changes in your routine liver tests, headache, dizziness, rash, depressed mood, drowsiness, stomach discomfort. What to do? Speak to your doctor if you have any of these less serious side effects and they worry you. Serious side effects. Serious side effects. Some side effects are typical for combination anti-HIV therapy. These include immune reconstitution inflammatory syndrome. In some patients with advanced HIV infection, AIDS and a history of opportunistic infection, signs and symptoms of inflammation from previous infections may occur soon after anti-HIV treatment is started, including Edurant. In addition to the opportunistic infections, autoimmune disorders, a condition that occurs when the immune system attacks healthy body tissue, may also occur after you start taking medicines for the treatment of your HIV infection. Autoimmune disorders may occur many months after the start of treatment. It is believed that these symptoms are due to an improvement in the body's immune response, enabling the body to fight infections that may have been present with no obvious symptoms. What to do? Call your doctor straight away, or go straight to the emergency department at your nearest hospital, if you notice any of these serious side effects. Your doctor will advise you how to deal with your symptoms, or whether Edurant must be stopped. Tell your doctor or pharmacist if you notice anything else that may be making you feel unwell. Other side effects not listed here may occur in some people. Reporting side effects. After you have received medical advice for any side effects you experience, you can report side effects to the Therapeutic Goods Administration online at www.tga.gov.au/reporting-problems. By reporting side effects, you can help provide more information on the safety of this medicine. Always make sure you speak to your doctor or pharmacist before you decide to stop taking any of your medicines. Product details. This medicine is only available with a doctor's prescription. What Edurant contains. Active ingredient. Main ingredient. Rilpivirine, as hydrochloride. Other ingredients. Inactive ingredients. Glycerol triacetate. Silicified microcrystalline cellulose. Magnesium stearate. Hypromalose. Crocarmalose sodium. Lactose monohydrate. Povidone. Polysorbate 20. Titanium dioxide. Macrogol 3000. Do not take this medicine if you are allergic to any of these ingredients. What Edurant looks like. Edurant, OSTAR 176666. Tablets are white to off-white, film-coated, round, biconvex, with TMC on one side and 25 on the other side. Each plastic bottle contains 30 tablets. Who distributes Edurant? Janssen Silag Pty Ltd. 1 to 5 Khartoum Road, Macquarie Park, New South Wales 2113. Telephone 1-800-226-334. NZ Office, Auckland, New Zealand. Telephone 0800-800-806. This leaflet was prepared in January 2025.